Good morning.
Beautiful day the Lord has given to us. We do have reason to rejoice and be glad in it. Some of you have heard this question in one of the Bible classes we offer, and that is, what ought to be the most important concern in our life, and why is that to be the case? Now, while there are many good and viable answers to that question, one definitely does stand out. And it is that answer and the reason why which serves as the heart of our worship focus this morning. It is good to be here, whether that be here in person or also online, in the house of the Lord. Can we get an amen to that?
Amen.
I invite your attention to the invocation on page 3 of our worship bulletin. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you.
Amen.
Voices of praise. Thank you, children, for that reminder, and we continue that train of thought on page 3. O Lord, keep our ears attentive to your word through word and song.
And accept our words with thanks and praise.
For the Lord is good, and his love endures forever.
His faithfulness continues through all generations.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Worship the Lord.
The songs, how firm a foundation.
I
please stand? Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love.
According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions, for I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me.
We have come into the presence of God, who created us to love and serve Him as His dear children. But we have disobeyed Him, and deserve only His wrath and punishment. Therefore, let us confess our sins to Him and plead for His mercy.
Merciful Father in heaven, I am altogether sinful from birth. In countless ways I have sinned against you and do not deserve to be called your child. But trusting in Jesus, my Savior, I pray, have mercy on me according to your unfailing love. Cleanse me from my sin and take away my guilt.
God, our Heavenly Father, has forgiven all your sins. By the perfect life and innocent death of our Lord Jesus Christ, He has removed your guilt forever. You are His own dear child. May God give you strength to live according to His will.
Amen. Thanks be to God.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, you see that we have no power to defend ourselves. Guard and keep us both outwardly and inwardly from all adversities that may happen to the body and from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul.
Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Please be seated. We're at the second Sunday in the season of Lent. A reading from Holy Scripture from the prophet Jeremiah, the 26th chapter, pointing out nothing new. The harsh reactions people can have against God's word or in light of God's word in an attempt to soothe their conscience. But as soon as Jeremiah finished telling all the people everything the Lord had commanded him to say, the priests, the prophets, and all the people seized him and said, "You must die. Why do you prophesy in the Lord's name that this house will be like Shiloh, and this city will be desolate and deserted?" And all the people crowded around Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the officials of Judah heard about these things, they went up from the royal palace to the house of the Lord and took their places at the entrance of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then the priests and the prophets said to the officials and all the people, "This man should be sentenced to death because he has prophesied against this city. You have heard it with your own ears." Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster He has pronounced against you. As for me, I am in your hands. Do with me whatever you think is good and right. Be assured, however, that if you put me to death, you will bring the guilt of innocent blood on yourselves and on this city and on those who live in it. For in truth, the Lord has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
What are your priorities? A reading from Holy Scripture, Philippians 3 and 4. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have often told you before, and now tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction. Their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord in this way, dear friends. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song.
For he has done marvelous things.
The Lord has made his salvation known.
And revealed his righteousness to the nations.
He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth.
Burst into jubilant song with music.
Make music to the Lord with the harp.
With the harp and the sound of singing.
Shout for joy before the Lord, the King.
He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. Luke, the 13th chapter, where Jesus provides further proof that people who should have known better, unfortunately still had fallen away from the truth. At that time, some Pharisees came to Jesus and said to him, "Leave this place and go somewhere else. Herod wants to kill you." He replied, "Go tell that fox. I will keep on driving out demons and healing people today and tomorrow, and on the third day I will reach my goal. In any case, I must press on today and tomorrow and the next day, for surely no prophet can die outside Jerusalem. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, How often I have longed to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, and you were not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate. I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day, In Christ Alone. Grace, mercy, and peace are still yours in great abundance. Thanks to our living Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We focus in on these words from the book of Philippians. Once again, hearing this, stand firm. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who through the season of Lent we are reminded of clearly, went the way of the cross for you, for all. What are some of the priorities that you have developed throughout the course of your lifetime? Perhaps those priorities change over time, and rightly so. Maybe your priorities had to do with getting in shape or going on a diet. Maybe your priorities were or are your children. Maybe your priorities are work-related or related to projects around the home. We come up with various priorities throughout our life. Even though we may not always recognize them to be priorities, we do develop in our mind, and sometimes even on paper, things that we want to do and do immediately or in the near future. Now, we recognize priorities can shift as time goes on, the circumstances of life change. The book of James includes a little insight about priorities, what our priorities ought to be while we live here on this earth. Led by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he writes this, "Now listen, you who say today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if it is the Lord's will, we will live and do this or that. As it is, you boast in your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good they ought to do and doesn't do it, it is sin for them." The shifting of priorities is true. It holds true except for in one area of life. And that area is related to the first commandment. The Lord God is always to be the number one priority in our life. While the other priorities, as noted already, will shift based on circumstances and needs in our life. Always keeping in mind, though, the number one priority. And that those other priorities then reflect back to that number one priority, which is God. Can we get a glimpse into a person's soul, into their priorities? Well, we can in a way. Not the way that God can, but we can get a way into a person's soul, a glimpse into them, by looking at their priorities. Or just by observing them and their priorities. Because our priorities do make a statement. What are your priorities saying about you? About who is Lord in your life? As we go through these words recorded down by inspiration by the Apostle Paul, inspired by the Holy Spirit to record this for our benefit still today, God help us hold on to the faith that He has given to us. And through that gift of faith, make a clear statement throughout our life what our priorities are in this life. What then ought to be the most important concern and priority in our life? From the Gospel of Mark, we hear this. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world, yet forfeit their soul? The Bible goes together so nicely, doesn't it? As we know. Further proof that the Bible was not an idea of human beings, but rather the inspiration of God who used human beings to record down important life-saving, life-changing truths which are still needed and necessary today. So what do, dear friends, your priorities say about you? About who is the Lord in your life? The Apostle Paul points out there's really two ways of looking at that. Either you're living for yourself or you're living for God. And it can become very evident as we take a look at our lives and as we look at the lives of others, who is the Lord of their life. But again, as we take a look at others, we can't forget to always take a look at ourselves. The Apostle Paul points out For as I have told you before, and I'll tell you again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is set on earthly things. Well, how has that become evident? Again, what are you living for? Are you living for material gain? And what are you willing to do for that material gain? Are you willing to sell your soul? Do you know of someone who has sold their soul for the things of this world? Thinking that if they have the fine house and the fine boat and all the nicest of things, that their life will be complete? Their mind is set on earthly things. And they can gain all the nicest things in the world, but what's still going to happen to that person? They're still going to die. And then what is that nice boat and the nice house and that fancy car and the nice title at work, what's it going to do for them? It's not going to keep them cool in hell. Again, it's not that material best possessions, having nice things, is wrong. But if we prioritize those things over our relationship with God, we're in a whole heap of trouble. Now and into eternity. For some people, their priority in their life is their next fix. Drugs have become the Lord of their life. And they're willing to do whatever it takes to get that next fix. Selling their soul in a way. Their mind is only on the earthly thing. And there are other examples that we could use of the people in the world whose mind is on earthly things, who have sold their soul, whose priorities are misplaced. But what about you and me sitting here today? How have we misplaced our priorities? We can talk a good game about loving Jesus, and we can give him some attention once in a while and pat ourselves on the back and saying, you know, Jesus, 2 months ago, I watched you online, so I can put you on a shelf for a while. But then what really is your priority? Is it Jesus? Or is it yourself? Is time for yourself more important than spending time with Jesus? Again, when all is said and done, what's going to matter? All the time that you spent on yourself, living for yourself, doing your priorities, are those going to keep you cool in hell? The Apostle Paul makes it clear that we need to examine our priorities in life. And while we have breath in this life, that is the time to examine our priorities, because he says, even with tears, it's heart-wrenching for him to watch people throw their spiritual life away or to reject it altogether for the things of this world. They're living for this world, filling their stomachs with things that will not last, filling their minds with things that will not last, filling their soul with things that will not last and will hurt them for all eternity. Again, can we get a peek into what people's priorities are? Scripture says this: the acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. People have priorities. And for too many, That's what their priorities look like. But again, before we start casting stones outside the church, let's make sure we're also looking inside. By the grace of God, our priorities have shifted away from ourselves and onto the Lord. But on this side of heaven, is there ever a time when we don't need to stay connected to the Lord and be reminded of who is to be the priority in our life and how we are to show that He is the priority in our life? We'll always need that reminder. Scripture also says this, "You yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers and sisters. Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And that is what some of you were." Why does God, through the Apostle Paul, for example, make such a big deal about our priorities in this life? Because the Lord God knows what is at stake. If we're living to fill the stomach only, we're in a whole heap of trouble, as we said, not just now here on earth, with hurt relationships, and looking for satisfaction and contentment in all the wrong places. We're hurting for all eternity. And God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. Jesus pointed out, weeping over Jerusalem, how I longed to gather you together for all eternity, but you were not willing. You had your priorities set in this world. You had yourself as a priority, not Jesus the Messiah. You were focused in on your work righteousness, not on His righteousness. And so the season of Lent rightly puts us the focus where it needs to be. Not on our righteousness, but on Jesus' righteousness. And so the Lord of our life is not to be ourself, but rather it is to be the God of the Bible, who has provided for us salvation, full and free. That's why He is to be number one priority at all times. He reminds us of what He has done to gain that salvation for us, since we would not be in a position and are not in a position to gain it for ourselves. Jesus came and lived the perfect priority life in our stead. And He took that perfect life to the cross and died that innocent death for us, so that all our misplaced priorities would be forgiven, atoned for, not to be brought up against us again. Not so that we could go and live a life of misplaced priorities, but rather that we have incentive all the more out of love for God to put His priorities into place. God does help us put this life in perspective. He has told us already through His Word that this life is going to be full of trials and tribulations. We ought to expect such even as Christians. And through His Holy Word, He gives us the strength and the guidance that we need to get through the trials and tribulations of this life, to help us face temptation and resist it, and when we fall, to overcome it, to raise us back up again. And He raises us back up again by directing our eyes to the cross. Not our cross, but the cross of Jesus, where salvation has been won for us full and free. He gives us advice and counsel on how to deal with people that we might be in conflict with. To rise above, to speak the truth in love, to never lose sight of our priority, even in the face of conflict. Which then leads to what Paul was emphasizing with the Lord as your priority. Make it clear. Make your priority a clear statement. Live like you know the truth. The truth about yourself, that you need a Savior. The truth about this life, that it's temporary. And so God, help us be the salt and the light in this life. Not getting all caught up in misplaced priorities. Not treating God and worship of God as something that we can do and then put on the shelf for a while. Be like the psalmist who meditates on the word of the Lord day and night, realizing that our time to meet God could come at any time. And so our priorities do matter. And what better priority is there than to spend time with the Lord? Whether that be here in the house of the Lord, or online on a Sunday morning, or whether that be reading your Bible in your bathrobe, or on your patio, or wherever it might be. There's really no excuse to not spend time with the Lord, to make that a priority. If it's not a priority already, ask God to help you this week make it a priority. And just like with a diet, don't go all big at once. Start small. Pick one chapter and one verse of that chapter. And you don't have to start in the Old Testament, especially the book of Numbers. Gospel of John is a good place to start. Again, make it clear that we understand what our priorities are to be, that we're living not for the here and now, but we're living for the here and hereafter. We are citizens of a better place. Yes, we treasure our citizenship here on earth, and we pray for it, and we pray on behalf of our other citizens. But keeping in mind, we have a higher citizenship that has been given to us, not earned by us, but given to us. And so we eagerly await a Savior from there who will come back and take us to be with Him. Do your priorities reflect that you believe that? Your attitude toward the things of this world, are they the be-all, end-all? Or tools that God has given to us as a blessing and to be a blessing to others. The Apostle Paul then reminds us to keep moving forward in this life, realizing where our ultimate priority lies, not here on earth, but in heaven. And so encourages us to be an example to others, especially for the next generation. Because they're watching what our priorities in life. And if our priorities are earthly focused, well then is it a wonder that they're earthly focused? And treat God as a book on the shelf to be dusted off on occasion. Be imitators of Christ. Be like-minded with Christ. And not just with Christ, who is the ultimate example, but the Apostle Paul said too, imitate his example by the grace of God, who had a turnaround in his life. People can learn quite a bit from you who've had that turnaround in your life as you share the hope that you have been given through Christ Jesus. Make your priority statement clear by continuing in the means of grace, not blowing off opportunities. So we can talk a good game when it comes to Jesus. God help us, though, also walk the talk. Keeping in mind what our priorities in this life are to be, and that our priorities in this life do make a statement. A statement which carries over into the next life. So, dear friend, what is your priority? And how are you showing it? Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We now turn to a confession of faith on page 9.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated.
We turn our attention to the prayer of the church. Lord God, our Maker and Preserver, we praise and thank you for all that you give us day after day. You have given us your precious word to nourish our souls and to protect us from the temptations of the devil, the world, and our sinful nature.
We thank you for those who teach and preach your saving truth as it relates to everyone. Grant them a rich measure of patience, wisdom, and love.
Heavenly Father, we pray that you shield us from every kind of danger, sudden catastrophe, terrors of crime, and the pain of disease. Watch over those who travel by land, sea, and air. Keep our loved ones from whatever perils may threaten them.
Heal those who are sick, cheer those who are sad, calm those who are distressed, and comfort all who are old and infirm.
Bless our land, our people, and those who hold offices of high trust. Keep our government and schools upright and strong for the advancement of good citizenship and useful vocations, that we may enjoy your gifts of peace, security, and well-being.
Grant to the blessings to every nation on earth. Where there are wars, may there be peace. Where there is hatred, let it be healed. Where there is poverty, danger, or disaster, come with your almighty power to help and restore.
O Lord of heaven and earth and sea, to you all praise and glory be. How can we thank you properly who gives us all? Dear Lord, from you we all derive our life, our gifts, our power to give. Oh, may we ever with you live who gives us all. Lord, thank you for watching over Gary Verthine during his medical procedure this last week. We now ask that you would bless his recovery and rehab. For those able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth, thank you, Lord. You have watched over them through life to this point, and we trust you will continue to have them be a blessing to us and we to them. Thank you for blessing the marriages being celebrated in our midst. As you have forgiven us, may our husbands and wives be forgiving of one another as we strive to live our lives as reflections of you. Now hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. We bring these requests before you in the name of Jesus our Lord and ask you to hear us. Take all that we have, our bodies and minds, our time and skills, our ministries and offerings, and use them to your glory.
We give ourselves to you that we may serve you in whatever ways pleasing to your sight. Amen.
And we also pray,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
We pray. O Lord God, our Heavenly Father, pour out the Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us strong in your grace and truth. Protect and comfort us in all temptation, and bestow on us your saving peace. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, go in peace. Live in harmony with one another. Serve the Lord with gladness. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.
Thank you.
God be praised for the priority statement you are making here today. Just a reminder, if you haven't filled out a Connect card, please take the time to do so, and you can return it there in the basket on the table with the lamp on it. Appreciate that. Bible study today, we're looking at the commandments still. We're in the last section of the commandments, and then for the rest of the month, we'll start focusing on management of the gifts that God has given to us. Lutheran Women's Missionary Society, a rally is coming up on April 23rd. Please take note of articles in the weekly news regarding the important work that LWMS does. And again, if you have any questions regarding that work, please reach out to Ellie Ennis or Clara Jackson or Kitty Falk. They'd be happy to help you out. There's more information on the information board there in the lobby regarding LWMS. And with the rally coming up, those mission boxes that we support, those are going to be due for that rally. So again, just keep that in mind if you're holding back some of those gifts and to give them at one time. That's coming up. April 23rd is the rally. There's a sign-up sheet there if you want to carpool. So again, not too early to be thinking about that. Just a reminder, Connect 2030 will be meeting today at 5:30 in the Multipurpose Center. We kick off with a Bible study and then some fun activities. If you're just a reminder, too, that we're at our third midweek Lenten service coming up this Wednesday at 6:30, and the supper begins at 5:30 in the Multipurpose Center. As we started last week and announced for the next several Sundays leading up to Palm Sunday, the Sunday school will be starting here in the church at 9:15, and they always start out with the singing of various songs, and you are welcome to join in the singing of those songs. So that'll start at 9:15, and then up. There'll be more of an explanation again, too, at that time about a Voices of Praise choir we're putting together for Palm Sunday. So just a detail about that. And then with Palm Sunday, as we mentioned last week, the elders are looking for your input, as it seems like so far there's been positive response to, for Palm Sunday, going to one service, a celebration, and probably 9:15, but we'll nail down that time, but it's probably going to be 9:15 because we've had 9 and 9:30 and people said, let's compromise. So we'll get it out to you probably next Sunday. We'll nail down the time so you can plan. But so unless you have an objection, please bring it to the elders if you do. But we'll probably go to that one service on Palm Sunday. We're not talking about a permanent change, just for that Palm Sunday. And then just a reminder who our elders are, Dan Cummins, Mike Rosted, Greg Meyer, and then also Ryan Miller. You can speak to one of them or myself about that. Just see the weekly news for other things that are going on, activities at church and school. And speaking of our school, we have another great video put together just to summarize what's going on.
Hello, St. Mark's family. My name is Darren Vogt, and I have the privilege to serve as the principal here at St. Mark's Lutheran School. Part of my position is to keep both our church and school families informed about the happenings of our school. So let's take a look. St. Mark's Youth Basketball League, or known as SMIBL, returned after taking a year off due to COVID. It was great to have 100 athletes from kindergarten through second grade participate this year. We also had over 30 coaches and volunteers, as well as a lot of parents and family members from our community on our campus for 6 weeks. It was a tremendous success, and we thank everyone that helped. We look forward to bringing back SMIBL again next year. Our junior kindergarten through eighth grade enjoyed Spirit Week in January. Our students dressed up for Sports Day, Disney Day, Crayon Box Day, Nerd Day, and our favorite, School Spirit Day. This fun week was the build-up for our annual Geography Bee. The third through eighth graders battled it out using the online platform Kahoot to demonstrate their geography knowledge. This year, seventh grader David won the competition. The sixth through eighth grade girls and boys basketball teams just finished up their competitive season. It was a bit of an up and down season as many schools were dealing with restrictions and cancellations. However, it was great to see so many students participating and growing their skills to give glory to God. Kids Heart Challenge is a fundraising opportunity that our students participate in every year. This program goes towards the American Heart Association's efforts to help children with heart defects or problems. This year, our student body surpassed the goal set and raised over $4,700. Our students also participated in a culminating fitness event that encouraged healthy behaviors and habits. Great job to all of our students for the fundraising for this great cause. St. Mark's Lutheran School is now enrolling for the 2022-2023 school year. One of our goals this year is to have all of our current and future students enroll for the first time ever in St. Mark's history, all online. We are able to do this through our Sycamore Student Information System. Please, if you know of anyone that is interested in joining our school family, you can direct them to our school website, our school Facebook page, or send them to the school office and to take a tour. Our students are also busy using their artistic creativity as our annual school theme logo design contest has begun. The theme that was chosen for the next school year is His Mercies Are New Every Morning. The chosen drawing from the contest will go on to a professional graphic designer and be unveiled at our closing service and graduation on June 1st. On April 1st, we invite our church and school families to the Paws Family Game Night. Bring your favorite card games and board games to share with others for some fun and fellowship. We also will be having a taco bar that night, so come and enjoy some good food, some fun competition, and some great fellowship. On May 20th, we will be having our Spring Performance Night, where the students will be demonstrating their God-given gifts and abilities. This is a free admission event where a donation basket will be available. Junior kindergarten through second grade will be singing a couple of songs, and the selected third through eighth graders will be performing the play, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. Then, due to COVID, our soiree committee made the difficult decision to postpone the sunset soiree that was scheduled for February 5th. Instead, we are excited to announce that the sunset soiree will take place on Saturday, May 21st. To make the wait worthwhile, we also will be having the cast of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe perform the play a second time during the soiree. This makes it a dinner theater atmosphere. We will be having Texas Roadhouse as our food, the play as our entertainment, a live and silent auction, plus more opportunities for fun and fellowship. If you are interested in donating items for the auction, giving a monetary gift, or purchasing tickets for the event, please check out our website or contact our school office. All proceeds will benefit the Tuition Assistance Fund. Tickets are on sale now. And last but not least, some really good news. A teacher has accepted the divine call to serve as the St. Mark's Lutheran third and fourth grade teacher for the upcoming school year. Mrs. Jody Rowe and her family will be moving from Minnesota and joining our faculty in the month of July. That's all I have for you today, St. Mark's family. Until next time, Christ is the living water.